It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Power. You stop allowing the enemy to lie to you. And some of you have almost believed him. The Bible said that the enemy comes to steal. Can I get some help? And what? And this is why when he comes, you feel so empty when he leaves. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He will steal your joy. He will kill your peace and totally destroy your mind. The battle that you are in, it does not go beyond your mind. You are in a mental war. And you have to stand up and fight your own thinking. I don't care what has happened to you and how your thoughts are covered and buried. Quinn, you have to rise up. Shake the dust off. Go ahead and close your Bibles. Close your Bibles. One of the things that I have come to realize is this. Is that your life is a canvas. And in some cases, we could consider it a blank but precious page. And I can remember when the Word of God says that so as a man thinks, that's what he is. So it helped me to understand why there are so many men fighting to get their hands on your mind. Because I have an ideal of what I want you to be like. And if I can just get your mind, I can control your body. I can remember George Washington Carver said, he says, if you can control the thinking of a man, you don't have to worry about his actions. Because the thinking is where it all takes place. Now, I want to make you think for a minute if I could. I'm going to ask the Lord to help me. The Bible says that God is going to make all things brand new. And then, Brother Nate, it says, let the mind in Christ be also in you. But if you read the text, there is something that Jesus said that was so profound. In so many words, Jesus told you, I don't have a mind. Watch this. Let that mind that's in Christ be in you. Christ comes and he says, my thinking is not my thinking. My words are not my words. I do what my Father does. So the mind that was in Christ is the mind of the Father. Let the mind, I'm talking about the body of Jesus was filled with the mind of God. And once you allow the mind of God to be in you, then this world becomes void to you. But God says that he's going to make all things brand new. Some of you are ready to be made brand new because you got some stuff you've been trying to get away from and you ain't been able to do it. Can I get a witness? It's some stuff hooked to you and you get on your knees all the time and you just cry out to God and say, Lord God, if you can just take this away from me, I think I'll be right there with you. And one would say, Bishop, why would you say that? Because I've been there. We need deliverance from the pulpit to the pew. The fact that I stand up here as the preacher don't make me no better than you. God is just using my mouth. But sometimes my body get in the way. Paul say, I do what I don't want to do. And that I want to do, I'm fighting to do it. But here's the thing. The Bible says that God is going to make all things new. Now, here's the rhetorical question I would ask you. Do you believe that God has to destroy you or this earth to make all things new? Watch this. Listen. The reason why you see me standing here, the reason why you see everything in this building, these are the things that let you know your conscience. Everything that you can identify with is consciousness. And your consciousness creates your reality. Now, come here, Elder. And now, Elder has a mind of his own. But I realize that in his mind, he carries more of the thinking of other men than he does thinking for himself. In other words, his thinking is more influenced by experience and what other people have said more than himself. And now God is saying, give me a shot at your mind. Why not if you're going to let the world use your mind? The Bible says, Jesus says, a man who finds his life and keeps it, he'll lose it. So in other words, you're going to die for something. Then Jesus said, why not die for me? Then the Bible said that God called all men to repentance because the season of ignorance is over. He said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. He bagged the knowledge up in Jesus Christ and sent it here, gives you knowledge and say, now change your mind. Now watch this. The consciousness that you have, it has been warped. Because there are some things that you took from experiences that should have been good that follow and they alter your positive thinking. But this is what I want to do for you. I want to give you a new mind. But what I want to do is I want to give you a new mind without changing anything around you. Right? Watch this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and I'm going to remove the consciousness out of your mind. Now your brain is shallow and empty. And when I take the consciousness out of your mind, which is loaded with everything you're familiar with, when I take it out of your mind, you know nothing. But then I'm going to take my mind, God says, and I'm going to plug it into your mind. And after I plug it into your mind, all you would have ever known is my thinking. You don't even know that you were once a sinner. Because you no longer have the worldly conscience and you got my consciousness, you don't even ever remember living on the earth. You don't even ever remember existing because your total thinking is in me now, God says. So I don't have to destroy the earth. But if I remove your conscience and give you a new one, then everything becomes brand new to you. Because the consciousness that you have now, it never experienced what I just took out of you. Are y'all not listening? God says, I'm going to take and make all things new. And one way to make a person brand new is to remove the conscience. And if I remove the conscience, my wife is a new wife. The earth is a new experience. My truck, I ain't never had it before. It's brand new to me, even though I have. But watch this. But until I do that, I want you to allow my word to pull down strongholds. and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of who the great I am is. So what God is telling me, even though I'm using you, you still have thoughts sometimes that you shouldn't have. Because you are a believer don't mean you're not going to think bad. That's why he told you. But when you do start thinking bad, grab that thought and make it obey my word. So you're constantly having negative thoughts. You're constantly thinking bad. But I give God all the praise that one day the only thing I'm going to be able to think on is God himself, eternal life, peace and joy. Nothing will be able to vacate my mind. You have to allow peace to take over mentally. You don't have to fight and argue about everything. Some stuff you just got to let it fly by you. Don't even entertain it. Because guess what? And I'm out your way. Go ahead and stand with me. Stand with me. When I realized that God had created me to be a dominion man. Before my wife and I was married, I used to be really aggressive, believe that I had to control everything. And I wonder why I had that nature, why I felt I need to do that. And then as I married her and the Lord began to speak to my heart and he began to educate me on his way of life, the Lord helped me to understand that he created men to be the leaders. Now that's not to say that you're better than your wife, but you will always have confusion and war where there are two leaders on the same level. So no matter what organization you see, there's got to be somebody that's the head. But I came to believe that I tried to be aggressive to her because it was in my nature to control. And watch this, I'm going to say this. Whether you're watching us in social media or you're listening to us on the radio, there are some of you now in a relationship where you feel in prison. You feel like you're being controlled. You're in a marriage and you feel like you're being controlled. You feel like you can't be yourself. You're forsaking the truth for the sake of peace. You're sitting on a lot of things that you want to say, but you won't do it for the sake of peace. You feel like you're in bondage. But I come to realize the easiest thing to do in the world is to try and control someone else. But the greatest thing you can do is control who you are. And when you can get control of you, then you have way there. Because you need control of who you are to give the control of your body, mind, and soul to God. So my prayer today is that there would be a total surrender. And as you're in search of the things that are extremely essential, you must search for Christ, because no man can come to God except it come through Christ. No man can get to Christ except God.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.